Hi, and welcome to this video, which is going to be about pure food and allergies. I've made two other videos. I hope that you watch them too, because the fact that everything is related. So I believe that allergies is us mostly having emotional issues. So let's go with me, as I say in the other videos, have a little journey with me. Let go, open your ears, open your consciousness, open your heart, and let me take you on a little journey so that you more easily and quicker can let go of your allergies. I believe that allergies is undealt emotions, undealt traumas, undealt issues, undealt... I just need to correct my bum. So I believe that allergies is something that we have not dealt with here. And I see this part as being our emotional self. We call, as a body therapist, we call it the belly the entrance to the mind. And you know the fact when we eat a lot of food, we eat on our emotions to keep them stuck because we do not want to feel our emotions. So in our belly is my philosophy, this the residence of our emotions, our lower self, our fears, our insecurities, or self-saboteur, and the inner child, which I'm an expert of helping. I'm an inner child therapy expert and rapid behavioral transformation expert. Words that are so hard to say in English, so please bear with me. So, allergies are undealt issues, or sometimes, as I call it, shit. Because it is also related to the fact that when we also go to the toilet. So when our system gets overloaded because we have undealt issues, we also find out, oh, if I have a lot of dairies, milk, cheese, and stuff like that, it comforts my inner child. My inner child loves cheese. Or if you had a lot of bread and white flour as a child, you might find your comfort there. So what comforts you is also what gives you perhaps an allergy. See, I did not make this manuscript. I'm just talking intuitively. So that was quite a good comparison. You perhaps had a lack of something in your childhood because you might never have milk and cheese in your childhood. So today you find comfort in that. But cheese is also related to the mother's milk. There's so many levels, but what causes an imbalance in your system and in mine is the fact that we eat something that is not compatible with our body. So your body comes and vibrates at a certain level, a beautiful level. You are born a perfect idea in the divine mind with a high, beautiful energy as the beautiful soul you are. We come to Mother Earth and we eat food that is not compatible with our body or our soul. And if we don't meditate and take good care of ourselves, go to the nature and eat pure, the vibration of our body and ourselves goes down also because of the food we eat. So allergies is also where something in our body is not working properly at the high frequency that it's supposed to work. So if we have an allergy, the best thing we can do is to do the opposite of what we are normally doing, which is think that only pure food can heal us, because that's not enough. Many people with allergies eat so pure, and well done for that. But it's not the pure food that's going to regenerate your system. It's a part of it, yes. But we need to deal with the emotional blockages that is related. So watch the other video and get more inspiration. So I hope you get now the fact that the body is born to have a certain beautiful high frequency, and the food that we might eat will lower the frequency and vibration of our overall well-being. So one thing is, yes, to deal with the change our eating patterns. But here comes the solution that can fix everything at once. There is a solution which fixes our higher selves and restores the strength in our soul, which is surrounded us in one of our auras here. I can't say the word in English. Astral aura, I think it is. And what restores the balance in our mind, that restores the balance in our heart, and restores the balance at the emotional level. Woohoo, here it comes. It's the medical medium. There is a man which is an intuitive psychic, just like I am, which is called Anthony William. He has decades ahead of his time channeled knowledge about the body and food and spirit and mind. And there is also an index in the back of the book where he talks about angels, which can help us restore our faith in life. So that book gives you the whole solution that you need. It helps your higher self and your soul. It helps you at a mentally level, and it helps you physically and emotionally. And you need to work on all that level. You cannot only just fix your diet. It's not enough. So Anthony William, the medical medium, will do you so good. Once I've had been living after this diet, or it's not a diet, for me it's a lifestyle. Quit all the fucking diets. Find a lifestyle that suits you. I had the Fit for Life, where I don't mix carbohydrates with proteins and stuff like that. I eat very pure, but it wasn't enough for me. I tried the blood type diet. It was okay for me, but I missed the fruit. Oh, I love fruit and greens and vegetables. So when I found this book, The Medical Medium by Anthony William, I cried and I get emotional. Because there was the knowledge that I had been waiting for in decades with all my allergies and physically shit. After 1 week living on this diet, to the best that I could, not completely strictly, but the best that I could, my fatigueness disappeared. I didn't barely eat any carbohydrates, but they're almost completely gone from my diet now, from my lifestyle. So what I know what's going to help you so much is following his steps to mastering the whole, all areas of your life, spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally. We have to work on all four levels. Many of my clients throughout the years loves this diet as well. But because the thing is, when we have emotional issues, we also have eating difficulties and issues. Many of us has had a eating disorder, and I bet that most people have an eating disorder in different degrees. And I also see that most people have the biggest resistance on changing their food. And do you know why? Because if we change the way we eat, we change everything when it comes to emotions, because eating and emotions are completely related. So if you take the dairy out of your food, or what you really always comfort, and perhaps only eat it twice a month, you will get rid of a emotional addiction that is also, no, a eating addiction, I'm so sorry. You will get rid of a eating addiction, which is also an emotional addiction. It's a pattern you keep yourself stuck in. I hope you got inspired by this video, and I know that you're going to love Anthony Williams, the medical medium. Go and have a look at Anthony at Instagram. You're going to love him. What I have been what I've loved for many years is fruit and vegetables. I'm completely in love with it. And fruit is alive. And mostly fruit from our garden and our greenhouses and stuff like that is completely alive. Fruit has a beautiful high vibration. Prefabricated food does not have any vibration because it's been killed. It's been prefabricated. So normal fruit, which contains all sorts of stuff from the farmers that had to protect their food, what do you call it, when it's been altered in some way, it's not very much alive. It's alive, but it's not that much alive. But fresh fruit is so much alive, and it's going to restore your physical, emotional, spiritual, and mentally well-being. I hope you inspired you a little. I'm very good at babbling. Thank you so much for being here, and be proud of yourself. Remember to do this. Pat yourself on the shoulder for being here today with an open mind, because you know you have a new place in your life where you can be tomorrow. I wish you the best. Lots of love to you.